This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We begin by thanking and praising Allah, who is most deserving and fully entitled to all of our praise and our gratitude. We ask Allah for guidance and we ask Allah to keep us upon His guidance. We ask Allah for forgiveness. We ask Allah to shower our beloved messenger with compliments and salutations, along with his family and his companions and all of those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed us all as human beings in the Quran and commanded us to have taqwa of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the opening first ayah of Surah Al-Hajj, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. الله سبحانه وتعالى opened this chapter of Surah Al-Hajj with a very strong and powerful call and warning. Allah said, O people, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O mankind, اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, be conscious and aware of your Rabb, your Lord and Master, your Creator, your Sustainer, your Nourisher. We were not created from nothing, we did not create ourselves. Allah is calling us to have taqwa of Him. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to remind us and describe to us the gravity and the intensity and the fearful nature of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the shaking of the Day of Judgment is so violent, it is so aggressive, it is so intense. Some of us may have felt the earthquake yesterday, although it was so many miles away, the epicenter, we may not have felt it so intensely, but it comes at such a jolt and such a surprise. Allah described the fearful nature of the Day of Judgment in a similar way. زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the most close relationship in human experience, and that is the relationship between the mother and her child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is such a fearful experience that day that it will separate between a mother and the nursing child. That it may cause a woman who is in labor, who is carrying a child, to have a miscarriage, to drop that child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. And Allah said, people will be moving about as if they're drunk, as if they're intoxicated. When someone is under the influence, they can't walk in a straight line. They seem confused, discombobulated. But Allah says they're not intoxicated. Nobody on that day has any percentage of alcohol in their bloodstream. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. So what is making them so confused, so afraid, so lost? It is the fearful nature of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us and spare us all from His anger and His punishment. The message today is very simple. Hold yourselves to account before you will be held accountable. It's very simple. We must hold ourselves to account before the day comes when we will be held accountable for our actions. The term for this is hisab. Hisab. And it is one of the names of the Day of Judgment. One of the names of Yawmul Qiyamah is Yawmul Hisab. يوم الحساب, in Arabic language, in linguistics, a person who is counting everything that goes in and out, they call him muhasib, because he counts every single penny that comes in, every single penny that comes out, make sure all inventory is accounted for. If anything is missing, questions will be asked, and you cannot answer to those questions, I don't know. There must be an answer. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that on the day of judgment, there will be hisab. It is mandatory for us to believe in the Day of Judgment. It is one of arkanul iman al-sitta. It is one of the six pillars of iman. أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله والقدر خيره وشره من الله واليوم الآخر. We have to believe in the last day. And everything that encompasses and falls under the events of the last day that Allah has informed us of in the Quran and that His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of in His tradition, in His Sunnah. Of the events of the Day of Judgment is Al-Hisab. Allah does not want us to forget about Al-Hisab. So much so that Allah has made it mandatory upon every Muslim to recite and to listen to a reminder of Hisab every single day more than a dozen times in Surah Al-Fatiha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this chapter after teaching us to send praise and gratitude to Allah. Of the ways that we praise Allah, of His attributes, is that He is Maliki Yawmiddin. And in another recitation, He is Maliki Yawmiddin. He is the King, He is the owner of the events of the Day of Judgment and all creation that will be there. And Yawmuddin, what does it mean? Ad-Din here, Yawma Yadeenu Allahu Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Al-Khalq Bi-A'malihim Khayrihi Wa Sharrihi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold accountable and reward all creation for their actions, the good of it and the evil of it. That is hisab. That is the accountability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran warned us not to think of it as something far away. Allah told us about the disbelievers. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. But the believers proclaimed, وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah said, disbelievers and those that are lazy in their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they think of the Day of Judgment as something far away. It's a long time before that will happen. But the believers don't have that attitude. Their attitude is, وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. We consider it something that is happening very, very soon. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. The opening chapter of Surah Al-Anbiya. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. It has been made very close for people, their day of reckoning. So what's the problem? اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. But rather, people are in a state of heedlessness. They're in a state of forgetfulness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, about those that forget about the Day of Judgment, that forget about it. They think it's so far away that it is not something that comes on their mind often. They have a severe punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. لِمَاذَا؟ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those that choose to willfully go astray, they don't wish to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. They don't wish to stay away from what He made prohibited. Allah said they will have a severe punishment. عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Why? بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Because they forgot. They ignored. They were heedless. They were negligent about the day of hisab. The day of reckoning. The day of questioning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every single human being will be called to stand and will be asked. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. Command them to stand still. They will be questioned. Allah proclaimed in the Qur'an. In the authentic hadith recorded in the book of Sahih Muslim, the companion Adi ibn Hatim, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the Day of Judgment, there is none amongst you except that Allah will call upon them. And there will be no translator, transmitter between them and Allah on that day. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانَ. Allah is calling directly on each individual person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls on that individual. And that person, فينظر أيمنه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم، وينظر أشأم منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم، وينظر ما بين يديه فلا يرى إلا النار تلقاء وجهه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that person will look towards their right, all they will find is that which indicates their deeds that they put forward. They will look to their left side, all they will find is their actions. They will look in front of them and they will see an-nar, the hellfire. Allah protect us all from it, in front of them. Everyone will see the hellfire. Everyone will see the hellfire. Some will see it for longer. Others will pass by it very quickly. But Allah promised everyone will see it. In Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every single one of you will cross over it. Some will cross very quickly and very swiftly and very easily without any stubble or falling or tripping. And others will have a very difficult time getting across. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they will see the hellfire in front of them. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ. So put a barrier between you and the hellfire. Build something that blocks you from the hellfire, that protects you from it. But what if I don't have much? My supplies are limited. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةِ. So build for yourself a barrier from the hellfire, even if it is with half of a piece of date. Half of date. بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةِ. All you have is one date, then split it in half and invest one half of it so you can protect yourself from the punishment of the hellfire. What happens exactly in Hisab? During Hisab, everything is made clear. It is laid out and there are no secrets and no one will be wronged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. The human being will be informed and it will be made clear to them every step that they took forward or back, meaning every single action that they did, good or bad. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said every human being will have a kitab, a written book where they will see all of their deeds. Why must it be written? Allah already promised لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ, so that no human being will be able to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deny any action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day of judgment, His servants are between His mercy and His justice. The mercy of Allah, such that Allah multiplies the reward of good deeds, such that Allah forgives so many mistakes and shortcomings. And the justice of Allah, such that no one will be held accountable except for what they did. And nothing will be hidden. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No human being will be oppressed or wronged. Exactly what was done is exactly what will be recorded and what will be shown and displayed to us. Some will receive their book with their right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهِ. So they will announce, anyone can come and read my book. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. I knew that I was going to be held accountable on this day. Allah said, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. So this person is in the most comfortable and luxurious of life. All that is to come next is Jannah. خُلُودٌ بِلَا مَوْتٍ. Entering Jannah, never to exit it. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nothing to be afraid of what will come in the future. Because the na'im of Jannah, the blessings of Jannah, keep getting better and better. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And nothing that has passed that they would grieve about. Because once you enter Jannah, you're not leaving it. It doesn't matter what happened in dunya. You're in Jannah now. And as for those that receive their book with their left hand, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Or Allah said, وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. They will hide it behind their backs. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ. So that person dreads, I wish I never saw this book of mine. I wish I did was not shown my record of deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. No belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. No act of charity or goodness feeding other people. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ to make us of those who receive their book of good deeds with their right hand. وَيَمِّنْ كِتَابَنَا اللَّهُمَّ يَمِّنْ كِتَابَنَا اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ Allah protect us and save us from the hellfire. Allah protect us and save us from the hellfire. قُلُوا مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Repent to Allah for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم صلي وسلم وأنعم وأكرم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا We've been talking about حساب being held accountable for our actions and our deeds and حساب is something difficult it's something stressful and anyone who wants to understand that can experience it by holding themselves accountable For one particular action, different from one another, based on the physical features, we have parameters, and we have God. You comes to hold you, and put you in questioning. Psychologists study this. Even sometimes, a person who is innocent, they did nothing wrong, but when they are put in that seat, they become nervous. They may shake. They may perspire. Their mouth may become dry. They may stutter. They may be innocent. They may not have done anything wrong, but that experience is stressful. To be asked about every little thing. So the people that will be questioned are of three types and three categories. Can everyone come forward so we can make space for those joining us? Three categories of people when it comes to hisab. The first category of people are those that will not be held accountable for any of their actions, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them and admit them into Jannah. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ May Allah make us amongst them. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported that on the Day of Judgment, he will see a huge, large, dark cloud, a swarm of people, So huge that you can't make out individual faces. You just see a big, large cloud of people. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ So it is said to the Prophet ﷺ, this is your ummah. This is your community. These are all the people that came after you. And it will be said to the Prophet ﷺ, amongst them, سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا 70,000 amongst them, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ They will be entered into Jannah without any reckoning, without any questioning, without any punishment. May Allah make us amongst them. And in the narration, the Sahaba were puzzled. Who are they? We want to be amongst them. All of us should have a strong desire to be of that group. And the Prophet ﷺ described them in multiple narrations. In this particular narration, he said, هُمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ They are the people that don't ask others to do ruqya for them. They are those that are not suspicious or superstitious rather. They don't find superstition in different sounds or signs or animals or celestial bodies. But rather they rely and put their trust in Allah. قَدَّرُ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ They believe in Allah and in His decree and in His predestination and predetermination. And they rely upon Allah. Tawakkul of Allah is something that allows people to be of those entered into Jannah without any reckoning, without any punishment. The second category are those yuhasabuna hisaban yasira. They will be held accountable, but it will be light. It will be made easy for them. And what exactly does it mean for it to be easy? Ibn Abbas narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the hisab yasir, the easy reckoning. And he said that a servant will be brought close to Allah. يَدْنُو مِن رَبِّهِ Will be close to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal him. اِكْنَفُهُ اللَّهِ Allah will conceal him. And it will be said to him, O servant, just as I concealed your mistakes and your sins in dunya, I will forgive them for you in the akhirah. And they will be told to enter into Jannah. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا The third category are those that will be held accountable for every small and every big action. And these are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in the Qur'an. وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْحِسَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah described these people that they will be questioned for every little and big thing, one after another, after another, after another. It will be so exhausting. Allah said, if that person had ownership and wealth of everything in this earth, every single thing in this earth, times two and with it as well, they would give it up all in one shot just to be spared that reckoning at that moment.